This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
9-3-0-2-8.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
That would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
This government, Republicans and Democrats, were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. All present at the Agenda 21 show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, you that exceptional American, I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. Welcome aboard. And I guess we have sort of a crazy, crazy ride. It'll be the third hour of the show, and I just don't know where it all goes. You know, when you're having so much fun, it goes very quickly. But when you're struggling, oh my God, it just goes forever. You know, back in the day when I started radio, I don't know, 1999, 2000, that's how long I've been doing radio. Jiminy Christmas. Talk about going by fast. I need to slow down. Just slow down. We'll just, here, take it just a few. I can remember back in the day, but I didn't know what to say. you start radio and you think, can I do it? You know, can I speak for a minute? 1 minute solid. Can I speak for a minute solid? And then it was kind of like, can I speak for 2 minutes solid? Then 3 minutes, then four. You know, the first time I had a, not a rehearsal, but a try, an audition, there you go. I had a radio audition at a very important radio station. And I was so nervous. I'm a grown adult man. I'm nervous about that. And of course, I talked for a living. That's what I did. But all of a sudden, there's now a microphone, this intimidating microphone, looking at me like, And, you know, I just, it was kind of like, anyway, I was so nervous. Why was I nervous? I'm not nervous now. I never get nervous anymore. But, you know, I know how to blab, right? I mean, but, you know, as my children always said, you knew how to blab anyway. You know, you had to make that step function increase, as we call it. We had to increase our security and understand. You know what really is the funny thing about radio is here I sit in my studio, and we're just surrounded by weaponry. We are surrounded by nothing. I mean, it's just screens and. You know, what are you going to make of this? So we got computers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 screens looking at me. Here you go. And I'm looking back at them. And that's it. That's the interaction. And then there's the dogs. They come running and running. You heard them bark every once in a while. People go crazy. Anyway. So here I sit. And I'm looking at the screens. They're looking back at me. And now I have to make sense of all this stuff and convert it verbally. Audioly to you, and there's this microphone, and I'll never forget the first time I did this. It was an audition, and they said, "Well, can this guy do it or not? Can he do it?" And so I went into a room, a little boxy room, you know, where they have the spongy walls, the sound deadening, dampening mufflers, whatever you call them, on the walls. They were all over the place, and I sat in this room, and I had this microphone. And I thought to myself, and they said, "Okay, you're good to go. There you go. Read some script." So they had me read something. You know, this is notice from Gmail news message, newcaliforniastate.com. Okay, then the next part of it. And so I got down about 4 or 5 lines. I was like, couldn't breathe. You know, you have to get the breathing thing down when you do radio, of course. And so I started to stumble my way through it. And so finally I took a breath and I just started reading. And actually, it turned out after that. So then they asked me, "Well, okay, take the paper away and give us your thoughts." Give us your thoughts. "Well, what do I think about this? This is what I think about that. This and that together means us. And us means them. And them means everybody else." Oh, okay, now... see, you kind of couldn't, you have to mentally be able to put it all together. But here's the key thing about radio is once you have a sense that you actually have people listening to you and you get feedback from the listeners, then it's a whole different ballgame for you. It really, truly is. So that's what, anyway, that's my radio story. I have no idea why I brought this up. No idea. We're going to talk about the grievances that was laid down yesterday. Number 6 was laid down by New California. New California State, the movement. You can go to newcaliforniastate.com, which is, of course, our website, and press the donate button. Donate. Now, the other button you might want to press is press the button about news of New California, because we added another county. I'll be talking about that in a second. But we are definitely going to go through the grievance number 6 because I think it's really important to understand exactly what happened with grievance number 6 and how it interacts and interplays with all of you nationally, because what happens here in California is going to happen ultimately to your state. And I know you don't want to necessarily have it all happen in the sense that the liberals and liberalism and, you know, the Eva Brauns of the world will... wrong with me today. Anyway, so that's what we're doing. Now, the situation in New California, we grew another county, Ventura County's on board. We have a committee that's organized. We're going to actually, after the show, we're going to be communicating with the group because there's going to be an active group, and we're getting a lot of emails, by the way. Just very quickly, check to see... Rights may not be. So this is a says gun control. Bruce Willis, Ice-T, Sandy Hook victim, veteran speak. Says rights may not be severed. Okay, that's what. Anyway, so we got other things going on. I'm seeing if there is some sort of feedback. So we're going to be talking about the whole situation with our grievance, because it was a Second Amendment grievance that. We were arguing in the grievances yesterday. Now, grievance number 7 is coming up. It's going to be in at least 13 counties. We're growing the counties. We're going to get into the 7th grievance, and of the 7th, we've got 33 more after that. So we have a long ways to go to lay down these grievances. We have a lot of grievances to lay out there, obviously. More and more and more are being seen by everybody, and it's interesting. It really is interesting to watch and listen, speaking of the feedback, what kind of feedback I'm hearing in the other general media. I don't listen to the media other than just for content, just to let you know, so I'm not really wedded by certain ideologies, because I kind of sterilize myself from that, but it's pretty obvious. I mean, I'm not stupid. I can figure out where the biases are when I'm listening to CNN or these other ones. You know, that's just a given. But what I try and do is cipher through just the news to begin with, and we stick with that. So anyway, we got a bunch of things going on with New California and that whole state initiative. We have more counties coming on board, but we're also organizing more. And we're going to restructure the whole New California movement so that we are now going to move into the third phase of development. The third phase is actually setting up a legislature. We have to do that. We have to do it very quickly because events are moving quickly, as we will find out. And, of course, you just listened to some of the events that we're going to definitely be talking about as events that are moving us into a certain mode, if you will, modus operandi for New California. And that is the one where we really are starting to look a lot more like the West Virginia state split. Very important to understand. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. And visit our website, agenda21radio.news.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715. And use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715. Promo code AGENDA. Okay, so for those of you that are just ready to get into the water. I don't know why I said the water. I don't know. Maybe it's raining someplace for you right now. Okay, it is amazing what is going on in the world of New California. But first, we have to get through the world of what? California. Right. So this comes from our very own Chris Street from Breitbart. Via Breitbart. Let's see. The U.S. News and World Report just awarded, are you ready for this? Just awarded California a notable award. The state of California. The notable award. Now, by the way, for all of you new California state people, it's time to, step up, stand up, and here we go. We're not going to take it anymore. We're not going to take this laying down because we're New California. Now, New California, different thing altogether. We must remember that as I go through this because I don't want anybody looking around going, what are we doing? What is wrong with this picture? And there's something, as we all know, there's something really wrong with the picture of California. We know that. That's why we're forming New California. That's why we're doing it, because there's so many things wrong with California. That's something to consider. Okay, so the U.S. News and World Report just awarded California the worst state of for the quality of life award. Okay, I'm not making it up. No, listen, you think I am not making this up. And of course, what is the answer for all this? New California. This is not a joke. This is real. It's a real story, real news right here on Agenda 21. That's where we're at, right? I get these states of confusion thing going on here. And then there's Arnold Schwarzenegger. My God, that's a bad visual. I don't know why I threw this one in the mix, but I decided, I would anyway. Just for the grins of it. But California's in deep trouble, let's face it. And it's all the result of people like Jerry Brown, right? We all know that. Downtown Jerry Brown. And downtown Jerry Brown has decided that, we'll just fix the problems. Like, we won't fix the problems. We'll just spend the money and do whatever we need that's necessary to, cause California to kind of go crazy. Anyway, so Jerry Brown and his ilk have managed to give us this great award now. Yeah, it's a great award. U.S. News and World Report. U.S. News and World Report ranks the 50 U.S. states each year on 8 major social and economic categories. And guess what? We didn't fare so well in California. Now, New California, different issue. Just give us 6 months, and that's all we need to make New California and start to govern ourselves by a whole bunch of different things and toss things out, toss some laws out, put some new ones in that are a little bit more compatible with, what we really should be following along with. But this is as the article goes from Chris Street. Yes, we're so proud of Jerry Brown, aren't we? Where is Jerry? Have we heard of Jerry Brown? Basically what happened is that Jerry Brown got spanked. He got a spanking. That's a bad visual. Jerry Brown getting a spanking from Donald Trump, right? Well, he needed one. U.S. News ranks the 50 states, and by quality of life, the totality of life on these various measurements. And it says California received a 2010 overall score of 32 based on subcategory rankings for a health care score of 11, education score of 26, economy score of 4, opportunity score of 46, infrastructure score of 38, crime and corrections score of 28, and physical stability score of 43, and quality of life of 50. I'm just a little worried about that 50. Isn't that the new 70? It says, despite being the largest economy in the nation, U.S. News found California's high cost of living as its biggest detriment, okay, It says San Jose and San Francisco both ranked in the top 20 place to live in the U.S., but two communities were also in the most expensive. But the two were the most expensive. California's 2016 median household income of $67,000 was ranked ninth nationally, and the 18% higher income average compared to the national average of $57,000 may seem attractive, but California also had a 4 on North America's top 10 highest cost of living cities. California's income reporting is being pushed up by the state's large concentration of Hollywood's media celebrities. If you take them out of the equation, what do we have, right? That's in terms of income. Silicon Valley technologists and Orange County real estate developers that consistently make huge amounts of money. But the state's largest industries are more middle class, including professional and business services, educational and health services, financial activities, leisure and hospitality, retail, trade, manufacturing, construction, information processing, and farming. So that's our largest industries. They're more middle class than anything else. It says U.S. News found that California's infrastructure and housing availability have not kept up with an immigrant population surge over the last two decades. A nation-high 3 in 10 Californians were born outside the United States. 30% of the Californians were born outside of the United States. You see, Jerry Brown really screwed it up nicely, right? In his ilk. With about half of the immigrants moving from Latin America and 39% coming from Asia. That's the breakdown. Breitbart News reported in December that Southern California and California's resident population experienced a net domestic out-migration of 64,000 for the last 12 months. It says about 85% of California's out-migration was concentrated in the middle 20% income bracket and the next lower quintile bracket. U.S. News found on the plus side, California continues to have many of the nation's top universities, including Stanford, California Institute of Technology, both private schools, of course, University of California campuses at Berkeley and L.A., and the University of Southern California. The state also has matched natural beauty, including unmatched natural beauty, including 840 miles of coastline and scenic beauty, such as Yosemite National Park, Lake Tahoe, and the wine country. But U.S. News highlighted that although California politically leans Democrat with millennials and Latinos as the largest number of newly registered voters, religion is important to Californians, with about a third of adult residents attending weekly services. Isn't that interesting? They found that California business leaders are subject to very high costs to comply with capricious state and local governmental regulations. Boy, how about those straws in Malibu, right? I was interviewed yesterday on one of the radio shows down in Los Angeles, a big one, ABC 107.7 or something like that, about the straws in Malibu. Plastic straws. When we come back, we'll talk about plastic straws and how dangerous they are to the environment. And the politicians, of course, who pass the laws, really dangerous. We'll be right back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
And we're back. We're back on Agenda 21 Radio. Okay. Check your Twitter. Check your Twitter at the door. You know, this little thing I have going on here, people messaging me and all that stuff, it's very interesting because it's distracting. I have to shut it down. I have to look away. Can't see it. It just kind of goes crazy, 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 crazy. I'm getting more email. Again, I'm being distracted by shining objects. I'm sorry. I apologize. I will stop doing it. Going to go back to the dull, same old, same old. Just kidding. I'm just kidding. Okay, so let's talk about New California because that is like really exciting. But let's talk about some other little issues out there, which is we're finding some odd things going on. Very odd things. Okay, so what is this? Big questions for State of Jefferson leadership. Okay, this is another one. Big questions for State of Jefferson leadership. Start explaining. Pro bono, federal lawsuit, okay. Anyway, some interesting things going on. So this is what's going on with state of New California. We're going to move into governance mode, in which we're going to actually form a legislature and an executive branch, and we're going to make it up as we go along. Literally, that's what it'll be about. And I mean, it's not like we don't understand how to do this and set it up. We do, and it's going to be difficult. It's going to be challenging, but you know, great things can be had from this by forming a new state. You're going to have a lot of really neat things that are going to come from this. We got a talent pool that's just never ending for New California, and so that's the wonderful thing. And so many of you that have been out there that have been part of this whole New California thing, I really, 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 really appreciate what is going on, because you guys have done such an outstanding job. And the volunteerism and that sort of thing that has come forward to try and make this and actually make it to this point. I mean, we've really progressed. I mean, 35 counties at this point, and more to come. It's a mind-boggling, mind-numbing thing. So really excited, and people around the state are very excited. I get tons of calls. I get tons, and of course, you can't get them right now because we're on the air, little hint. And we now have a new switching machine that's taking your questions. And we'll get back to you if you leave a message, but the phone's not ringing. So we fixed that. Anyway, so we really do appreciate all the comments and stuff. The grievances, getting all the comments. Read the grievance comments, by the way. We're posting up more of them today. We'll probably have another five or six presentations by various counties and stuff. Remember, everybody's got their own shtick at the county level. We just ask them to go make the presentation at a courthouse, because that's where you grieve, is at the courthouse. Right. That's why we have counties. Now, it's kind of interesting. I was being asked about this the other day in a question and answer in a Q&A about what it's going to look like from a legislative standpoint. So I'll kind of give you the primer about the state. I know there's a lot of people listen from outside of California, and especially if you're in New York, because this is I know the perseveration of New York with us here and Texas, and we kind of have a lot of listeners there. So it's not just that, though. It's this New Amsterdam business. We're going to leave Manhattan, New York, and then make a new state called New Amsterdam, which is the original name of New York. A lot of people don't realize that. It's the original name. So, it's for the Dutch, you know, Amsterdam. Get it? They founded New York. Probably didn't know that. Anyway, so here's the problem in New York, as I understand. Now, you in Albany... I almost said Albany. Oh, that would be bad. You in Albany, you can email me, and I'll see if you're emailing me. And if I make any screw-ups or anything like that, please correct me, and I'll clarify it over the air. But we have a situation in California, which is exactly the same situation in New York and Illinois and in Washington State, in that we are not represented in the rural areas. And that's the whole notion about why we made the map the way we did it for California. Is a ruralness versus urbanist. And that's the only way you can look at it. If you want to make a state, make it on your ruralness. Right? And that way you get representation for rural state, rural California, rural New York. See, because what happens is that because of the 1964 Reynolds versus Sims ruling, it meant that one man, one vote. Everybody says, oh, that's good, one man, one vote. Well, what about regions that need to be represented? Like states. Why do you think, you know, if you have a deliberative body such as the Senate, which is exactly what it's supposed to be, you're going to take a little bit different look based upon more than just population and more than just one-on-one representation. Sure, you're going to represent people, but it's going to become people in a certain area. Regardless of the population, that's what happens in states. States have different population. California is the most populous state. Whereas I don't know, Wyoming or one of those, North Dakota, South, one of those is the least populated. So here's the point. Both those states still have two senators. And that was the way it was supposed to be. The Senate was going to be considering more than just population. They're going to consider the state, the demographics of the state. So in other words, it's going to consider a Senate would or a senator would consider things like commerce, hello, education. It would consider law enforcement. It would consider federal contracts. It would consider things that normally you just don't consider as a one-on-one, person-to-person would do, as opposed to a member of the House of Representatives, which would there be more representatives to speak up and be concerned with the individuals, the people themselves, the population. So the focus on this, on the House of Representatives, the focus on state assemblies around the nation is about, if you're doing an assembly, Senate, is about the people more than it is with the Senate. The Senate includes, yes, the people, but more. It has a more global picture. That's why it's sort of a way in which you can kind of look at things from an overall perspective. So that's why it's a deliberative body, and more so than a legislative talking body, creative body than anything else. It's a deliberative body that's going to consider itself with the concerns of others than just the population. So that's why the Founding Fathers said each state is going to have two senators, period, regardless of size and shape. Now, a lot of people might object to that and say, what about state senators? What about states themselves and how they were set up on the federal model, the so-called federal model, which somebody said, there's no such thing as a federal model. There is a federal model. So in other words, everybody originally said states have counties, which are subgroups. And if you have a state legislature, a Senate, and an assembly, you're going to have a senator or two for each county. Now, some of these counties and some of these states in some areas have a gazillion counties, even though they're small. Down south, I want to say Georgia and Alabama and all those. That's just the way they set them up. That is the way the state had the right to do it and did it. That's just a fact, Jack, and that's just something that shouldn't be tinkered with. But they tinkered with it in Reynolds versus Sims, when they insisted that senators, well, in the opinion of some, the senators be included in the population. One man, one vote. Which ultimately did away with the whole county notion and gave us regionalism. We'll be right back.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And we're back on Agenda 21 Radio. And we're talking about the configuration, if you will, of New California and some other things. And we will have senators and we will have assembly members, and they will be proportionate to the number based upon county and population. What that means is we're going to have representation by counties now. And we will challenge Reynolds versus Sims. We seem we need to do that, and the reason is because, and I know that the Congress has to approve everything, but the reason is that we think the counties themselves need representation, which is of course not what is what had happened in California. Of course, when you have no representation from a Senate, then you have zero representation. I think everybody can kind of understand the one-man, one-vote operation when it comes to an assembly or a house of representatives in any given area, but not when it comes to an area, a region, because there's other things to consider. If you have really good representation, you have to consider all the other things. And, of course, all the other things being all the other things that go into the state or a county besides the population. And it can include the populace, but then you see what I'm saying? So that's why the Founding Fathers did what they did. Now, there's a whole other detail. I made this very simple. And you can get into the Founding Fathers and we can rationalize and get a little bit more. We probably will do that at some point in time. But I wanted to kind of make it sort of simplistic for you to understand why all this was going on. Now, the big news, of course, today that we're talking about is that, yeah, we did our other grievances. They all came out in grievance number 6. So where is grievance number 6? This is important that we play. I'm going to play grievance number 6 for you. And, oh, I'm sorry. I got it. Sorry. Here we go. Grievance number 6. We're going to start right with the grievance. And this is yesterday.
All having in direct object the establishment of a tyranny over the counties of New California and the state of California.
Laverne denied.
Whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to seek a constitutional remedy to the abuse of powers. A statement of intent. The citizens of New California have decided to remedy the abuse of power by the government of California by exercising their right to form a new state provided in the United States Constitution, Article 4, Sections 3 and 4. We are determined to live under a state government of the United States of America and under the Constitution of the United States. Therefore, the counties of New California bring forward 40 grievances against the government of California to be announced in public on Tuesdays at 11 a.m. each week for 40 weeks. St- State of New California, Grievance 6. Declaration of Grievance. The United States Constitution, Article 4, Section 4 states, the United States shall guarantee to every state in this Union a republican form of government, and shall protect each of them against invasion and on application of the legislature or the executive when the legislature cannot be convened against domestic violence. Failure of the government of California to protect citizens against invasion and violence. The Second Amendment to the United States Constitution states, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, unquote. The California government, current governor, and the monoparty system of elected officials have created a tyranny for the citizens of California by systematically infringing upon their constitutional right to keep and bear arms as provided in the Second Amendment of the United States Constitution. By passing unconstitutional legislation, writing, and enforcing regulations, California citizens have a constitutional and natural right to keep, carry, bear arms. Yet the California government, current governor, and monoparty system have infringed upon the citizens of California by restraining and destroying their ability to protect their lives, family, property, and blessings of liberty. As a result, American citizens have been brutally attacked, maimed, and murdered by illegal foreign nationals, thugs, and international gangs in every area of the state. For over 150 years, California educators have enjoyed the blessings of the Second Amendment by being able to conceal carry their weapons on school campuses. Armed educators have been a major deterrent against mass shootings in California schools. Yet the California government, current governor, and monoparty system have illegally and unconstitutionally utilized the legislative and regulatory agencies of government to disarm teachers and infringe upon their Second Amendment right to conceal carry, thus removing the right of teachers and educators to defend themselves and their students. The California government, current governor, and monoparty legislature are openly encouraging the mass murder of California school children by creating even softer targets of opportunity for terrorists with their deliberate actions to disarm citizens of California.
Yep. I think we say it pretty well there, don't we? We'll be right back.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860.
800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Blessing and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And you can also visit our sister website, which is, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com, the sister website to agenda21radio.news. And yes, of course, you definitely want to see what in the world is truly going on newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. We've got all the news and information about what's happening there. Also, the grievances are there. You can read the grievances and read through the grievances, see the statements that are happening, and become a part, of course, of New California. That's the key thing, become a part of New California. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio, and you can email me, paul@a21r.com. That's paul@a21r.com. Now, we're going to be doing a lot of different things here in the next couple of days. We've got some good people coming up to be interviewed. We'll probably talk to Chris Street and also Scott Adams of the Scott Adams Show from Red State Talk Radio. And remember, visit Red State Talk Radio throughout the day. Pretty much Agenda 21 Radio plays all day long on Red State Talk Radio. We're very, very happy to be with Red State Talk Radio. It's a wonderful thing. Also, MyPillow. Have a good night's sleep every single night with MyPillow. That's 800-266-4715. That's 266-4715, MyPillow. And the code word is AGENDA. AGENDA is the code word. That's MyPillow, 800-266-4715. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit that website, agenda21radio.news, and email me, paul@a21r.com. And stay strong, America. Stay strong. We definitely need a strong America. And stay strong, California. New California. Stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.